Good morning, boys and girls. I brought something with me, and I wonder if anybody knows what this is. Okay, Hector. Pry something? Do you think you can use this to clean your teeth?
No.
Okay. It looks a little, you know what a screwdriver is, right? Looks like a screwdriver, doesn't it? You think this is a screwdriver?
No.
No. Kyle, what is this? Yes. This is something you use in your garden or your yard, and it's to pull weeds out. And what you do is you shove it in the ground right where the weed is, and you kind of lift it like this, and it helps to get the weed loose, and you can pull it out and get the roots out too, because when you're pulling weeds, you want to get the whole thing out, right? Especially the roots, right? Because if you don't get the roots out, the weeds will come back, right? And I want to tell you about a family, little girl and her two brothers, and they had a big lawn. And their parents decided that they would let the sister and her two brothers be responsible for keeping that lawn clear of any weeds so it would look really nice. And so they gave to each one of them one of these and a little pail. And the rule was, when they came home from school, they had to pull the weeds out from their section of the yard before they could go out and play. And so when they came home from school, they would go out there with their weeders and pull the weeds out. But one of the brothers decided that it took too long to pull out those weeds. And so instead of using his weeder to get down to the roots, he would just break the weeds off at the top and throw them into his pail. And off he would run to play. And you know what? His section of the lawn looked just as neat and clean as the other two, his brother and sister sections. But after a few days, guess what happened? The weeds were coming back up again. And he looked over at his brother's section and his sister's section, no weeds. And he wondered, I wonder what's going on. And so out there he'd have to go, and he'd just break off those weeds again, throw them in his pail, and off he'd go to play. And a couple days later, guess what? More weeds again, and no weeds in the brother's section, no weeds in the sister's section. And he got really frustrated because he kept having to go back out there to pull those weeds until finally he figured out, I guess I need to use this and get the roots out so those weeds won't come back. Because his brother and sister were off playing because no weeds in their parts of the yard. If he had done a good job the first time, he wouldn't have to keep going back out there, right? And that should help us remember that anytime we do anything, we should always do our best. When you do your best, you don't have to go back and do it all over again, right? Like he kept having to go back and pull out those weeds because instead of getting the roots out, he just broke off the tops. If he'd done a good job the first time, like his brother and sister, he wouldn't have to go back to pull out more weeds. Jesus wants you to do your best, because when you do your best, not only is it a blessing to you, but it also helps to glorify God, because God created you, and he wants you to show the rest of the world how wonderful life can be when we keep God first, keep Jesus first, and always do our best. Can you boys and girls remember that? Good. Let's pray together. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for your love for us. Thank you for all the blessings you give us. Help us to always be thankful for these blessings and to do our best to show everyone around us how much we love you and how we want to glorify you. Bless these boys and girls. Fill their hearts with your love. Keep them close to Jesus always. Watch over them and their families. We pray in your name. Amen. Thank you. And would you pick up those baskets and take them to the back, please? Thanks for your help.